Hello, we are campers from Girls Talk Math 2023. Our names are
John B,
Alex,
Sienna,
Sydney,
and Kira. We are here to share the inspiring story of Dr. Omaira Ortega. After talking with an empowering mathematician who is willing to share her story on how she discovered her love for math, she is very influential in her field of epidemiology and public health.
She's also a great professor who loves inspiring the next generation. Here is her story. Dr. Omaira Ortega was born to Panamanian immigrants in Queens, New York. From an early age, she was intrigued by math and problem solving and was in the gifted program at her elementary school. She moved to a Boston suburb to go to the Milton Academy during high school. Although she originally went to college to become a doctor, she changed to math and music for a double major after having trouble in chemistry. The summer between her junior and senior year, she attended the Mathematical and Theoretical Biology Institute. This is where she landed on her field of choice, mathematical epidemiology. She shared with us that her specialties include mathematics, differential equations, math modeling, infectious disease, and epidemiology, among other things.
A dictionary from epidemiology defines epidemiology as, quote, study of distribution and determines of health-related states among specific populations and the application of that study to control the health problems. Let's simplify that a bit. If you're listening to this podcast, most likely you've gone through and or know of COVID-19 pandemic. Epidemiologists helped a lot to manage the spread of the virus. An epidemiologist looks at patterns and data of how diseases spread. This helps them determine the best things that we can do to help lessen the virus and the spread of disease.
For example, epidemiologists suggested we should wear masks, social distance, etc., to make sure less people got sick. This also prevented large amounts of people needing to be hospitalized at the same time, which can be tragic, especially with diminishing resources. If you are interested in diving deeper into this topic, we encourage you to do more research. Thurgood One Brown, the YouTube channel, has an excellent video that discusses SIR models, an essential part of the field.
We were lucky enough to have a talk with Dr. Ortega, and here are the questions we asked and her responses.
One of our questions was, what is your favorite class you taught and why? Like most teachers, connecting with students and helping them understand certain concepts such as differential equations to show them, especially during COVID-19, she would teach her students the amount of people that would get COVID-19 each year, recover or die, and to keep the number of infections down. She believed that teaching should include consulting, keeping the students connected with the community, and have them partner to socialize.
As previously stated, Dr. Omaira Ortega originally wanted to become a medical doctor. This dream was ultimately crushed by getting, in her words, weeded out from Gen Chem her freshman year. As Ortega reflects on her interactions between her professor, she states,
I went to the professor and I asked them for help. And I remember this individual didn't even look up from their computer and they said, you know, you should just drop the class.
So that is what she ended up doing. Ortega then fell back on her originally planned two majors, math and music. One summer, she had an experience that changed her life and her ideas on her future career.
REUs are research experiences for undergraduates. And so going to the summer program helped me realize that I could still work in the medical field and continue to do mathematics. So there, I didn't understand that there were fields of mathematics that are also working in medicine. So it was my summer in the Mathematical and Theoretical Biology Institute at Cornell University, where I learned about mathematical epidemiology and mathematical biology. And then I realized, I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. This is absolutely what I want to do.
Now, being a professor herself, she strives to encourage students to go into her field of epidemiology or other fields that they have dreams of. One group she is specifically active in is MERG.
Dr. Ortega has been a part of MERG, the Mathematical Epidemiology Resource Group, since 2007. It's an undergraduate research group that meets weekly. I asked her, How has being the leader of Merge and working with students helped you? Has it helped to improve your work and knowledge of the topic you work on?
I definitely learned more about applications of mathematics. In particular, I would say I'm able to study more topics than I would on my own, absolutely. And I'm also motivated. These students keep me on my toes. I mean, we meet once a week and I have to know what I'm talking about when I get there.
The question that I asked her was, how has it been as a woman of color being in this field of work? And have you ever felt not heard or dismissed?
I think it really depends on the individuals that you interact with. I think when I was when I was in college, I think people were very surprised that I wanted to study mathematics. Or like, I remember people saying like, but you know that math is hard. It's like, people would just express surprise. And that doesn't always feel good. Like, why am I not good enough for you to just accept that I am a mathematician? Why do I have to be questioned? And I think I do still, even to this day, not at all as frequently, but to this day still get a little bit of that questioning, sort of very hard to make sure that others feel very comfortable pursuing degrees in mathematics, very comfortable saying that they're mathematicians, because there are so many of us that do the work of mathematics, and so many of us that have the capacity who can do the work of mathematics, but don't feel like they can because they're a woman or because they're a person of color, and because they don't see very many people in mathematics right now doing that work. And it's not even necessarily that they aren't there, it's just they don't see them. They're not at their institutions.
So, interview. Dr. Ortega mentioned that she realized she chose the best field of work, mathematics, because the connection between math, nature, and music. When she went more in depth on how those topics relate to each other and why those connections influenced her perspective on math. Dr. Ortega started off her response with the quote from the philosopher Galileo Galilei, "Mathematics is the language of nature." She then explained the connections she had observed between nature and math.
Looking at the way that trees grow and sort of the fractal nature of ferns in particular are one place where you can see that relationship of the large to the small, how there are those self-similar shapes within the leaves of a fern, for example, but it shows up everywhere.
She then gives insight on how we use math and listen to music in our everyday life.
Music is sort of, it's a constant, you're constantly measuring with music and with sound in general, you're measuring with your ears. There's sort of the distance between notes and, you know, the distance or the change in the frequency, you're measuring that with your ears. So I feel, you know, both nature and music are just manifestations of music. I'm sorry, both nature and music are both manifestations of math there. Or more so, you know, math is a language. Math is more of a way of talking about those things.
Now, after our talk, we are able to see the different ways math is incorporated in our lives when we once overlooked the use of math in our everyday life.
Actually, math can be applied to anything. I think for me personally, those are just two areas that I love very much, you know, nature and music. And that's also why I feel like mathematics is perfect for me, because it allows me to explore nature and see mathematical equations. It allows me to listen to music and hear those ratios that are going on constantly in music. There are some ratios that are more pleasant to us than others, and that's why some sounds, some harmonies sound better than others.
Given Dr. Ortega's profession as a mathematician, she is now able to work up close and discover more about all the things she loves.
Dr. Ortega has many real-world applications, such as the work she did on the rotavirus in Egypt. As an epidemiologist, Dr. Ortega has done lots of research. One notable research paper that she has mentioned in her work with modeling is the rotavirus in Egypt and how many vaccines would be necessary and the economic effects that it would have.
So wrapping up all we have learned in our talk with Dr. Ortega, we now have a newfound admiration and knowledge for the epidemiologist. She has overcome many challenges and hardships to get where she is today, but now is empowering women with her achievements she has made in her career and still continues to inspire women to this day. By going into the field of epidemiology, she is able to explore and learn more about the world around her every day, while continuing to chase her endless love for music and math. After our talk with the influential mathematician, we got to get a deeper understanding and respect for not only epidemiology, but her as a person. Thank you for tuning in. Campers, signing out.
We out!
Bye!
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 Girls are smart. Every equation you do is a form of art. It's time to get together. Fly rockets, build a house, and control the weather with math.
Math.
Math. Yes. Who here likes math is not a man? You could be a
female mathematician.